Education as a quest for new talents. It would be so nice if we could hope to repair high school, but there is too much paperwork and far too many broken promises. The minds of students and the younger generations are far too precious to even consider staining with ineffective education. In this text, I use the word talent the way it should be used. I indicate a thing that is to be learned and proud of, not the myth of being born with some special ability. For example, computer game making talents can cover most of high school math, and building math visualizations and puzzles will get the rest. However, not everyone will be interested in making games. Some people may prefer electronics or even Nerf gun turrets. This will cover a smaller portion of math, and that is okay. What we cannot do is use something as off-topic as the grade 9 through 12 mathematics program, which contains categories that are just not relevant to anything. Number and quantity. Algebra, functions, geometry, and statistics and probability, and how to pretend to learn without taking anything away in the end. The only decent explanation the grade 9 through 12 mathematics program builders can conjure up is math helps us have better problem-solving skills, but so does using your brain. These isolated, abstract, reduced to the bare-bone, insipid subject divisions have to go, because they only force students into memorization and then produce stupid politicians that don't know math. Passing standardized tests is a useless talent. Taking to programming with a long exploration of P5.js and then the command line and HTTP servers, a very simple and cool thing, databases, which are simpler than Excel, then reactive frameworks like React, Vue.js, Svelte, and finally cross-platform user interface design, possibly with things like Electron and React Native, does not just result in getting a job, but slowly assembling a small startup or a range of creative side projects. Mathematics, as it is taught in high school, is very weak compared to programming that can set a person free from poverty. Mathematics taught right, on a collaborative Wikipedia P5.js-driven 9 through 12 mathematics program delivered as an interactive game, is fine, except for the fact that a more meaningful education also helps people out of poverty. Subject-based education is an insult to the younger generation, and in fact, oils the cogs of the machinery that strips them of their savings and forces them into taking out unforgivable student loans. Incompetent politicians, lukewarm teachers and irrelevant lectures only combine to halt humanity's progress. When we stand still and uneducated, we get taken advantage of. For 2,000 years, it has been known that lead is bad, but we put it in our gasoline, even though there was an ever slightly expensive alternative that was much safer. This pattern continues with neonicotinoids, continued emissions of CFCs, and now PFAS, which you should already consider when moving. A talent-based education simply reflects the way we learn in the real world. A subject-based education is just easy to cram for and teaches little. We are better than using schools as babysitters and tolerating ineffective education. We are better than acting as if politicians can fix it, all the while pushing students into debt. I think it is time to create a number of open-source computer-based education systems that aim to deliver real results for a change. schools where students expand their curiosities and talents one meaningful project at a time. Art and science is everywhere, and it is best studied in context of something meaningful that a student can be proud of.